Okay, today's daf is daf Samach Vav. We're holding on Samach Heyom at Beis, and we're at the two dots on the bottom. But before we get into those two dots, just let me remind you that the case over there we had yesterday was there were two different cases, and it's important to remember this. The situation over there was where somebody sold something, a piece of real estate, and he said, when I get money, you give it back to me, then it's us. But if, he tells him, the guy who's buying says, if you get money, don't worry, I will give it back to you, then it's mutter. We came out yesterday, why, what's an afkamina between the two cases? So if the seller is the one who makes the tznai, so then he's saying, I am essentially lending, giving you the field in exchange for your money. But the moment I get money, I pay it back. So it's just a loan allowing you to be nene from the field as ribit. Masha'in came with the other guy says it, the buyer says it. There, it's up to him, since he can't hold him to it in court. It is the promise. So if he indeed decides to give him back the field in exchange for money, it's like a new sale. There's no element there of it's actually being a halva, because it isn't made into halva. But the language that we used yesterday to distinguish between the two cases, Mashna Resha, Mashna Seifa, was the difference between Resha de lo amarle midaite and Seifa de amarle midaite, which the Gemara now, in the continuation that we'll have today, took to mean literally midaite. In other words, the way we explained it yesterday, which is the way that the Gemara comes out in the end, is that it's a function of who said it, really. You know, so if I'm saying it as the buyer, so that's not mechayev. Maybe I'll do it, maybe I won't do it. The Gemara took the words to mean literally that one case is where he said that it's up to me, and the other one is that he didn't say it's up to you. So that for some reason, the Gemara thought was essential. It's not enough that it was the wrong person saying it. It's that the way it was said is the difference. In which case, the Gemara brings now the following, which seems to make that problematic. A guy sells a piece of property to a friend that he refuses to give him achrayut on it. So he tells him up front, look, I'm not, if they come to take the property away from you, I'll tell you right now, I'm not putting that into the contract. You want it anyway, you want it so badly, you can buy it. So the guy wanted it very much, and he bought it. So he figured, oh, God only knows what's going to happen. I may have to pay off who knows what for this guy. So he sees, the guy's really unhappy after they conclude the deal. So he says to him, listen, don't be so unhappy. I'm telling you, look, I won't put it at the contract, but I'm telling you, if anything happens, I'm going to take care of it, really. Magvina lecha. Shufra, Shivcha, and Peri. I'm going to pay you back on my own. I'm going to pay you back for the best property that I have. I'm going to pay you back any investment that you made in this property. Any payroll that the guy walks off with that we're still at. I'll take care of it all. Don't worry about it.
Is that a price?
But he didn't put it in. He just told him. Omar, Amemar, Petume, Mila, Biyamah. It's all very sweet, but that's all that it is. It's very sweet. Blah, 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 blah. That's all you're doing. You're trying to sweeten the deal with nice talk. It's only nice talk. From what I understand that you're saying is, why are you saying it's all sweet talk? It's interesting. We use that in English also, sweet talking. That's all that it is. So time of mind. Because who's the one that's supposed to make this as it's nigh? The buyer. For the seller to come along and to say, don't worry, I'll take care of you. I mean, it's not the seller over here that's the important guy. If it's supposed to be a condition in the purchase, so then obviously it's the buyer who needs to make the condition. So therefore, if the mocher is kamatne, so therefore you're saying arme pitume mili biyamava, just sweet talk. But, you know, just yesterday, they were in the Daf Yomi talking about that braita, and the matnita diktani, in the case that we had yesterday, the kishiyulacha ma'ot hakzirlacha mutar, that in a case where somebody sells a field, and over there, the buyer of the field says, look, don't be so sad. If you end up getting money, I'll sell it back to you. We said that that's okay. And there's no problem of rebit there. And even though lemaisa, it looks like a loan, no, because it was the mocher who the buyer lat nuye. I mean, who's the one that should have said, if I get money, then you have to give it back to me? That's the seller. The seller did not make such a tanai. Mocher lo ad. Who made the tanai? The lokeach, right? Now, according to you, at this point we know it's just sweet talk, because the wrong person is making the tanai. But that's not what we said yesterday. We didn't say it's just sweet talk. We made this whole thing that the difference between the Resha and the Seifa was whether he said midate or he didn't say midate, which as I explained before, the Gemara takes to mean literally. It depends whether you said it's up to me or you didn't say it's up to me. And yesterday we said, V'amrina marshna resha marshna seifa, and Rav explained, the difference is seifa the yomalei midate, okay? So, I mean, doesn't that show that it really is not a function of who is making the tanai? It's a function of what the tanai was. You're saying, by definition, if the wrong guy says the tanai, it's sweet talk. It's not your business, it's the other guy's business to make the tanai. Say, Elamai, you see him feeling bad, you want him to feel better. Making somebody feel better is sweet talk. So, but we see yesterday that it's only because the amalei midate, halo amalei midate, lo amrina bitumi mili bi'amu. That if it wouldn't be for that question, then we wouldn't have just said that it's like, you know, the fact that it's the wrong guy is sweet talk. Amalei said, well, obviously that's what he meant. He didn't mean that he literally had to say the word up to you or up to me. He's saying that since it was the wrong guy who made the tanai, therefore it's as if he said midate. That's the point. In other words, if you're the one who's the buyer, you see the guy is sad, and you say to him, don't worry, if you get the money, I'll give it back to you. I mean, obviously that means if I feel like it, I'll give it back to you. Even if you promised him you'll give it back to him, it has no legal bearing. So that's all that Rava meant. He said it's the equivalent of saying, if I decide, I'll give it back to you. New. So then if you decided, then it's like a new sale. So then that's not a halva'ah. Halva'ah would only be where it's built into the sale. There's a mechanism to give all the money back and give the karka back. But that obviously wasn't done because it was the buyer who said it. No, that's exactly what I said. He just put it in a different way. I said it's sweet talk. He said it's midaita. It's the same thing. So now there was a guy who was on his deathbed. He writes a get to his wife so that she shouldn't fall to Yibum. And he's sitting there and he's moaning and he's groaning. Ingin me, it's not. His wife says to him, What are you so upset about? Am I kamat nachat? What do you think that if Mirtz Hashem you'll get better, but you think that I won't still be your wife? If you end up surviving this illness, I am yours. Omer of Zvid, it's all sweet talk. The guy gets better, she goes marry somebody else. Now, this is interesting because we know that when it comes to Momon, that it's built into a Shchiv Meirah's gift, that if he gets better, then the gift is canceled. Because we say it's an umdana that the whole thing was done on the basis of his approaching demise, which doesn't happen. So it's built in as a tanai. Tosis points out, you see, from this Gemara, the Gemara is assuming that that's only lagabe dine mama, not lagabe a get. Problem is elsewhere, it appears to be nagay a get as well. Tosis understands that it's a machloket, fine. But clearly, our Gemara holds it's not a built in tanai. Omale Ravacha midiftik Ravina. And if it weren't sweet talk? Well, I don't say, what do you mean it's sweet talk? It has nothing to do with whether it's sweet talk or not. It's that it's the woman who's talking. I don't care if she writes it on a piece of paper, signs witnesses, and does everything. It's completely meaningless. She doesn't have any say in the get. The get is given by him. In this case, it's relevant whether it's sweet talk or not sweet talk. She could make all the kinyanim in the world and it wouldn't be meaningful. So what are you saying it's sweet talk? And he laughed between me and my. Let's say it wouldn't be sweet talk. It's 100% enforceable in court. So what? It's a promise to be your wife if you remarry me. No. So but it's up to her to create conditions in a get. A get is given to her by him. So what are you telling me it's sweet talk? Because now the reason I say it's sweet talk is ma'ada tema hu gufi adaita didaka gomer v'yagid. The whole point over here is the Shchiv Meirah is trying to make life better for her. That's the point. It doesn't do him any good to give her a get now. He's giving her a get because he knows she doesn't want to fall to Yibum. She wants to be able to get married. Okay, so then he basically is focusing on her. You might have thought that anything that she says is definitive of what he's doing because it's only for her. Therefore, I have to say, Kamash Malan, that Lamaisitz, but it's certainly possible to have read her words into his get. So we say, guy gives a loan now, and he puts the loan onto the Sadeh. So now the question is, okay, when we get into, in our Mishnah, the shaila of what happens now with the Tanai. He makes a Tanai over here. If you don't pay me up for 3 years, then it's mine. I'm taking it. So then it is indeed a binding Tanai. Omer Avuna, Bishat Matan Ma'ot Kana Hakol. It depends when you made this tonight. If you're about to give him the money and you say, look, I want you to understand, I have to have this money back before 3 years are up because I have a debt that's due in 3 years, and I'm giving you this money. I set aside money to pay up my own debt. If I don't get this back, I'm in major trouble. So I need you to understand right now, if you don't pay me back, I'm taking this field. And I don't care if this field is worth 10 times what the bet was, because I can't afford to play games with this. So if he gives it in Bishas Matamod on that, so then he's kainah the whole field, even if the field ended up being worth much more than the money that he had lent him. And did the Rishonim are medayik from here, that penalty clauses are not considered to be rebit. Because we see the Gemara has the Mishnah had no problem with rebit in this case. So in other words, since if the guy pays up on time, there's no penalty, and he could easily make this non-rebit, we look at this penalty, not as rebit. You're going to be causing me problems. I can't afford those problems. You're going to pay double. Now, of course, what it is a problem of is asmachta. What exactly is mechayev you to pay a penalty, since your intent clearly wasn't to pay the penalty? Fine. That will get into the question of how asmachta relates to our Mishnah. But rebit, it's not. Right, it's less than tzadech adberibit, correct. But if he did it li'achar matan ma'ot, so then lokan elekenegin ma'ot. Then it's only a way in which he can collect. So then it means, okay, but if you don't pay me, I already gave you the money, but we have an understanding that if you don't pay me, I can take prorated, I mean, however, half of the field, whatever is worth the money at that time. Is that understood? Yeah, that's understood. Reb Nachman says, "Afilu li'achar matan ma'ot kana hakol." Makes no difference. Even if you made this condition after giving the money, it's still a penalty clause, and you could take the whole field. Now, Reb Nachman actually, Avad Reb Nachman uvdegav Reish Galuta tishmaite. There was a case by the Reish Galuta in which Reb Nachman paskin penalty clause was chal. Reish Galuta could walk off with the entire thing. He gets double his money back. Reb Yehuda heard about it and tore up the contract. Now, the question is, what contract? The fact is, there's a major machlokas rishonim about how could you possibly make a tnai without there being some way of being kain in the field. What, I mean, it boils down to just a promise. So the Ritva indeed learns that they made a contract out that would be chal under these circumstances. It's not just your machayev yourself. You can't have a kinyan on a field without doing a kinyan. Okay, a lot of different approaches among the Rishonim. The way the Ritva learns it, that's the contract that he tore up. The contract that had given him the rights to the field in the event that it hadn't been paid for 3 years. So then it makes a lot of sense. If you learn some of the other approaches, then you'll have to say that the contract that it's referring to here is not a contract, it's a shtar of the psak of the Bezdin of Reb Nachman. Generally isn't called stam shtar, but there are other approaches, and that's how they learn the Gemara. So the shtore would be the shtar of the psak. So Reish Galuta calls up Reb Nachman, and he says, a heck of a lot of good your psak did me. Rav Yehuda went ahead and tore up the shtar. Part of the shtar. Omar lay. So Rav Nachman says, I mean, so what am I supposed to do? Rav Yehuda is not exactly a child, you know. Dar the Kekari. What is it? It's not a kindergarten person that tore up the shtar. Gavar Rabakar is a great man. If he tore up the shtar, clearly he found some kind of problem in my reasoning. So Chozer Beit Taimei, he must have understood that something went wrong over here. And indeed, he tore it up. I mean, I can't... You know, I can't talk to you over the phone about it. I mean, we'll talk to you. I mean, it's not something to just ignore. Others say that what he said was literally, Rav Yehuda is a 2-year-old. Bar de Kekare, for all intents and purposes, an infant tore up your star. So big deal. So tore up your star, you know, to show the pieces in the best of all. Because Kulei Am Lagabedi Vibedina, anybody who attempts to second guess me when it comes to din is a child. You don't have to worry about anybody. I don't care who it was that tore up that star. He's just a baby. Darlikin, you know. Nobody is in my class at all. I'm not even going to bother discussing it. Hadar Amr Reb Nachman. Then, interestingly, Reb Nachman made a complete 180-degree turnabout, and he said, even if it was Bishat Matan Ma'ot, you're not Kona. And before he said, even if it's Acher Matan Ma'ot, you would be Kona everything. And then he went and he said, even further than Reb Huna had said, to the other extreme, that even if it was Bishat Matan Ma'ot, it doesn't make anything yours, not even prorated for the loan. Velo Kulum. Eitvei Rav Reb Nachman. What about the Mishnah? Mishnah says it's got to be binding somewhere. The Mishnah said, Imi atanotein mikan v'atshalo shanim, arei yishali, arei yishalo. So what happened over here? I'll tell you what happened. I used to think that asmachta was kainam. We were just talking about problems of ribit, where all this happened. But I took for granted that if a guy made this kind of condition of a penalty clause, then the penalty clause would be binding as long as the right mechanisms were in place. But that's because I held that an asmachta is a kinyan. I had a big fight with Minyumi over this, and he persuaded me that I was wrong. Minyumi omer asmachta lo kanya. And I ended up going along with him. And by Minyumi's reasoning, what do you do with the Mishnah? I mean, the Mishnah says penalty clauses are binding. What happened? Kasha masnisin. Well, first of all, I mean, you could easily say that the mashnit and ibaitem masnisin, Rabbi Yossi, and we do know that the halacha is, background to this is that Rabbi Yossi indeed holds as a tana that is marked as kanya. I mean, it may well be that the Mishnah is following his shita. But I was going to leave it to Rabbona now and was persuaded by Minyumi that indeed la locha smachtas lo kanya. Or, I mean, there's another alternative. The other alternative is to turn this into a case which is not an esmachta. And that would be that the case in the Mishnah is the omale kni miachshav. What happened is that he gave him a kinyan gomur. So he gives him a kinyan in the property, tells him, you now hold this field from now, and if, so essentially then it becomes a cheap sale. So that he's saying, look, I know that this field is worth double the money you're giving me, you know, but I'm desperate for cash, so I'm selling you the field right now. You could be Konet right now, gives him the contract and so on, and which with a condition that if Lamaisa, within 3 years, he gets him the money back, so then he'll be Michael and the sale is Boto, and so on. Okay, as to what the halacha will be in between, okay, we had before, maybe you have to put the payros into escrow, but that was dependent on the shaila whether you hold like Rabbi Yehuda. If you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, it's tzadach abribit, there's no problem of eating the payros. If you hold there is a problem, so then you'll have to put the payros into escrow, but whatever the case is, it's not an asmach, because you actually went through with the kinyan now. Okay, that's what I mean. I admit it doesn't sound like that in the Mishnah, but you know, if you hold this machta is low kind, you will have to learn some way to get around this machta problem, unless you want to say it's a das yochi. That's going like Rabbi Yossi. But I mean, it's not a fatal issue in the Mishnah. Omerle mar Yanuka mar Kashisha, benader of Chista, l'Ravashi. There were two children of Ravashi, the older one, the younger one, they called mar Yanuka. The younger was mar Yanuka, the older was mar Kashisha. So they told Ravashi, you know, the Nardoi quote Rabbi Nachman as follows. Hi, esmachta is mani kanya, beloved mani lo kanya. If you make an esmachta, now it sounds like that means that, let's say the esmachta was for 3 years, the kinyan of the field would only be at the conclusion of 3 years, which is, I mean, a completely trivial statement. Omar Lay, I understand what you're saying. Any transaction, esmachta, not esmachta, I don't care what it is only kaina at the time that the contract is for, that the deal was for. What? Obviously, komidib is mani kanya, beloved mani lo kanya. If it's not time yet, why in the world would it kick in? Obviously, you guys are not quoting this correctly. I mean, there is a way to make it make sense. Maybe what you heard was like this. What you meant to say is that even though we just said that, well, if it's an asmachta, then it's not binding. But if ashkeche begoz zimne, if now the lova finds the malva before the time is up, meaning during the time, that's bismane, during the time, and he says to him, v'yomer like kni, he says to him, you know what? You just take the field. So then he would be kena, because then he's giving him the field now. So it's not like in a smart. He's saying, I want you to be kena the field. But if it was after the time for payments, the 3 years were up, and then he tells him, kni, then you cannot rely on his actually being giving him the field now as a kinya. My time, Mahmoud Kisufu de Karmarle. Maybe there he's saying it because he's very embarrassed that he hasn't paid, he doesn't have the money. But so he's saying, you know, okay, you'll be kind of the field as if the original esmachta, which wasn't really kena, because esmachta is not kena. So there, you can't rely on his statement because he's only saying it out of embarrassment. In the first case, however, why did he tell him in the middle of the time be kena? Clearly, he decided, you know what, just take the field and forget about it because I see I'm not going to be able to pay. Velohian, and that wouldn't even be true. Because indeed, afilo begozim, even if it was before the time, was chal for payment. And he told him, it's okay, be good in the field. We also don't take it seriously. Nami, lo, it also doesn't help. And he's not kena, loikani. So why did he tell him to be kena? Look, I know I don't have any money. This guy's going to be banging on my door in a month. It's just going to be very unpleasant. So therefore, I remind him now, you know, don't worry, there's that field, ha. So that way, he's not going to start bothering me. But Lamaiser, when he comes to collect the field, the guy could say, you know, I intend to pay you still. You don't have a right to take the field. Omer of Papa, I esmachta zinikan yazim loka. I'll tell you, says Rav Papa. And esmachta is not ipso facto not kona. It depends on the way in which it's constructed, and we see what the das of the person is. Because, look, let's say the day comes, three years are up, the lender now comes over, and he finds this guy drinking in a pub, the Goshati Shikra. So he's sitting there drinking, very relaxed. So then he's kona. Why is he kona? Because nobody does that when they have to take care of a loan. Obviously, he's given up, you know. So, okay, happy days.
He can be married.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, he figures he'll take the field. So he's clearly not thinking of any way to get it back. So he's going to just allow it to be taken. So that's one thing. So therefore, Connie, if he finds him to come happy, Azuzi, the guy's going crazy, and he's in the banks, he finds him talking to bank managers, and he's talking to friends, and he's running around, he's trying to get money. So then, obviously, he does not intend to let the field in. He didn't want it to be nicked, and it's in his mouth, and he never meant that he should be allowed to take it. And if you found him in a pub, maybe he's in the pub because he's trying to get drunk and get rid of his, he knows that he's going to have to pay. And today's the day he wants to take off the pressure. He's drinking because he's relaxed. He's drinking because he's terrified. What am I going to do? So he went to get drunk. But he certainly doesn't want you to take the field. He's trying to figure out how he's going to get money. Inami, or maybe he's drinking because he's happy, because somebody else promised that it would be taken care of. Maybe somebody told him a week ago, don't worry about it, I'll handle it. So Inami, Inishakrina, Asmachazuse. So he's relaxed. But I don't see how can you take... Without the context, you're jumping to conclusions. You don't know what's going on. Okay, it's ridiculous. Elam Ravina, look, if you want to take a look at the question of whether it was meant to be taken seriously or not, I'll tell you how to look at it. He copied Bedomi Varaikani. If this guy is selling things and he's a stickler on everything for a price, so obviously he's not highly motivated to get the cash, right? Why is he not highly motivated to get it? Because he figures you're going to collect. So what's the point? I'm not motivated to find money. Why? Maybe the reason that he's doing it is because he's afraid that if people see him, that he's selling under pressure, everything that he owns is going to go down in value. But he certainly does not want you to walk off at the field. On the contrary, he's trying to sell, but he doesn't want people to think that it's an emergency or he's going to end up getting killed. So how can you prove it from there? Elomer of Papa, the Ekopit Ba'ara, if he refuses to sell anything unless he gets full value, like he's got this one piece he could sell, then he's Varai Kena, because then the guy has no intention of paying back the debt. Somebody came and made him an offer, and he says, no, it's not enough. Okay, so then that means that even though it was a full value offer, it means he's not motivated to sell. So he's given up, in other words. He's not looking
for money to pay the debt.
That's how Rashi learns. Now Tosafot says that's crazy. If Esmach is low kanya, then that's why he's not interested. How can you say Esmach is kanya? Because he's not interested. Adarabha. Esmach is low kanya, which is why he's not interested. He knows. So what does this prove? Therefore, says Tosafot, nothing subsequent. Rashi's making a mistake here, says Tosafot. Rashi thinks that Ravina is giving alternative behaviors at the time of the Tashlumin. No behavior at the time of the Tashlumin is going to make any difference, says Tosafot, if the guy could hold his Svach below Kanya knows it. Therefore, the only way to understand Ravina is that it's talking about at the time that they're making the deal. That's the point. So what we're saying is, if the guy, obviously he has to go through this step by step. He said, he copied Bedomi, meaning he's mocked it at the time of the halva'ah to take a piece of property that is precisely worth the value of the loan. Okay, so now that means that he's talking about you could take the field. He's serious about it. It's a payment. It's not penalty. So then, enochinami, that would be okay. So then the Gemara says, maybe not. Maybe the reason that he's being makbid is to define the value for people. It's like people evaluate a company when they're selling stock, right? They'll give you a crazy value on the company because they want that to be assumed to be the value of the company. They get one person to agree, but that's there we go. So the stock is worth kach v'kach. So maybe that's all he's doing. Now, how does that prove he really wants you? He's trying to define the value of his property. That's why he's being mocked. He said, listen, we understand, of course, that this piece of property is worth blah, 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 which is what you're lending me. And so that doesn't prove anything. So that doesn't make a sense. Okay, so says the Gemara, no, the point is that if Lamaisa, he's mocked it on the piece of property, that's how I understand the Gemara's conclusion. And he's saying, no, I'm not going to let you have any payment out of that property. Only out of this property. So what does that mean? That means that he's looking for a piece of property he can afford to lose. Okay, fine. So then anything that I like, I don't want it to be involved in this. But what do you care? If anyway, it's only in his mouth. It's not in his mouth. He's being very careful on which piece of property you're going to be able to collect from. Okay, they're very, very different approaches. It says the Gemara, Vamar of Papa, I want you to know that even though we're coming out over here, Afakav Damar Abonan, Esmachta Lo Kanya. But, I mean, it's at least an apotiki, isn't it? So it's an apotke avin amigvim in it. So fine. So you're not Cana and you can't take the whole thing and everything else. But if you're coming to collect, then, now this is a machlokas we showed you. Very, very important machlokas. Bechlal, what right does an apotke give you? According to Rashi, an apotke gives you rights of collection directly from, remember the word apotke means apotekoi. This debt creates a specific lien against this item. The specific karaka, whatever it will be. So over there, that would mean, according to Rashi, even if I want to pay you up with money, you can say, no, you made a deal that my lien is against this. You can't pay me off money. Almost all the other Rishonim disagrees. Of course you can pay money. The only thing that the apotheke is saying is that if I have to go to collect property against this loan because you didn't pay me money, which you were supposed to, then you can't start playing games with me and force me into a whole long court issue and get assessors and so on. Then I go directly to the apotheke. Okay, but whatever the case would be, so even though we said the asmachta element of it is not kena, but in having defined this as being what it is that you're going to collect from, so then you at least have an apotheke, right? Amalei Ravuna Bereda Rav Nasser of Papa, how do you have an apotheke? I don't understand. An apotheke would only work if you would say kni for guvain. As a collection modality, you could be kena from this field. That's the lush of the apotheke. Now, you didn't say that. What you said was this field is yours, meaning that you set it up as a penalty. It doesn't require collection. Now, if it doesn't require collection, it's not an apotheke. And if the asmachta doesn't allow the collection, so you're back where you started from. How did that clause turn into an apotheke? I mean, they're two completely different types of transactions. Omale marzutra bereder of mori l'ravina v'yomar kni. Suppose he had. Suppose he said kni l'bigma minet. How would that have helped? Since he said it in these words, did he not say, if I don't pay you? Let me tell you something. If you say the word if, you're talking about an asmachta. If you want to make an apotheke, then you say, this is the field that you will be kena for collection. No ifs, buts about it. The moment you start talking about ifs, the way we understand that is, well, this guy certainly hopes the if will never happen. So if he hopes the if will never happen, it's an asmachta. So then either if it's an asmachta vis-a-vis the clause of the penalty, then it's an asmachta vis-a-vis the apotheke too. You can't have it both ways. So if it's an asmachta, I don't care how you want to read it. An asmachta is not kona at all. Okay, so then where would there be an apotheke? The way Rav Papa is saying. So then the apotheke, the Gomer of Papa, I mean, surely you don't mean to say Rav Papa was just talking nonsense. So what would that be now with Rav Mari and Ravina? No, that would be that he simply says, Lo ye'elecha pira'on elamizu.
In the asmachta.
Even though it's in the context of an asmachta that it wasn't binding, He also says to him that payment will be made only out of this field. So that part's not the asmachta, that part is the payment. Omar Lei. So what happened over here is a guy sold a piece of land to a friend with achrayut, and he told him, itarfulei minoi. The friend says to him, does that mean that if they take it from me, magvitli mi'idi'idi tiditlecha, you'll give me the very best? Because normally what you write in is, I'm going to give you high quality land. So you didn't say the very best. Will you give me the very best? He asks him. Or Marle, so the guy says to him, well, I can't give you the very best. So, mi'idei idit lo magvina lecha, because I need that idei idit to be part of my holdings. To be in a makim kamoi. But I'll certainly give you a second choice. In other words, I'll give you idit, that's for sure. And magvina lecha mi'idit acherim bi'itli. Now, what happened was that they did come along, take away the land from the buyer. So, a little bit softer for Amina. And meanwhile, his idit, shebi idit field, was swamped out by an overflow of the river, and turned out that he never had that idit anyway. So Ota Bitka and Shakali Idi Idi. So Rav Papa wanted to allow the guy, based on this agreement, at the time of the Achrayut, to take the Idit. Because he said, look, I mean, the Idit is still there, right? He said he's going to pay him from the Idit for second choice. Now it's first choice, fine. But the second choice is here, and that was the agreement. I mean, why can't he say that I specifically said to you that I need to have that high-quality field of my holding? And now that that doesn't exist, I shouldn't have to give you this, because this is all I've got in terms of Idit.
But this becomes the
Idit. Yeah, so Leimalei. When I said I would give you this Idit, that was because the Idei Idit was around. But now this Idit has now become my Idei Idit. So Hashtar Kaimelei Idit Bimkom Idei Idit. Seems to me that it's built into the way that the discussion went, that he does not have a right to take from him from the very best, if it's now the very best. Yeah. Rav Bar Shva owed money to Rav Kahana. So Havi Masik Bei Rav Kahana Zuz. Omar Lei. So he tells Rav Kahana, look, Ilo Parana L'Chaliyon Ploni, Gvi Mi'ai Chamra. If I don't pay you by such and such a date, here is this wine that I was intending to sell, you collect this wine. Now Rav Papa held that that's not a problem. So Sovra Papa, Meimar Ki Amrina Nesmach Talo Kanya Hanimila Bi'ara. If a guy makes land a t'nai in this fashion, it's indeed an esmachta. Because people don't sell land every day. And so we view the whole thing as, look, I never would sell my property, but, you know, if I can't pay you back, fine. That's an esmachta. Avol chamra. Wine is meant to be sold. So all it is like, bing miyachet zuzim. So he's telling you, look, I already have the money set aside. And that becomes a perfectly valid way of repayment. We don't look at it as some kind of penalty clause. You can come in and take my wine. So chamra, kiven de lezvunikoi, that's kizuzi domi. Omar le Ravuna Bereda Rav Yeshua Rav Papa. I don't know how often we can repeat this to you. Hoche Amina Mishmei de Rabba. Kol de'i lo kani. The very moment a person starts talking about if, but, we're dealing with an esmachta. What are you saying if? There's no ifs. Just say that the piraon by such and such a time will be from this wine. That's perfectly businesslike way of talking about things. You start coming over, you're telling him now, he gave you a loan. You say, look, I want you to know if I don't pay. If I don't pay. It's not if I don't pay. Unless you're worried. Okay, but if you're worried, it's an esmachta. If you would have just told me up front, I'm being miyake this wine for your collection, then it's understood. If you pay me, you pay me. And if not, the wine is there for collection. That's what the meaning is of being miyake the wine for collection. So the very way in which it's phrased turns it into an esmachta. If you ahu gavet ezoven le'ar lachavish shaloba akrayu. Chazit avika otzi. Omaleya, mayatziva, don't worry about a thing. Itar fulaminach, I'm telling you right now, magvina lacha shufre, shvacha, and peret. Omer ameimar, well, sweet talk. Tumi mila biyama. Omer ravashala ameimar, why are you saying it's sweet talk? Time am I, give it a look here, boy, last new year, and since the mocha was masni, so you're saying it's tumi mila biyama. So then, yesterday's bright, the tani, the kishilacha, ma'ot, achzirlacha, there we said it's mutter. The mocher de bali snuye, and the mocher was not asne, instead the lokeach was masne, and there we had this big problem. We said, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa, and Rav comes along saying, it's a function of how he said it tonight, is it midaite? What does it have to do with midaite? Time to omer midaite. But if not, what? It's no good. Why not? It should still be according to you, betumim ilabiyama, but we didn't say that. It's the same thing. We're saying since it's p'tume mile, how do we look at it? It's nasek emadi amale midaita yitma. That's all he's saying. Aush ribira the kazu lagita le devitu. Inge v'yisnach amale. What are you moaning for? Ikayamet didachana. I am your loyal wife. Amrib zvit sweet talk. I understand it. If it's not sweet talk, what difference does it make? It's none of her business. Anyway, well, you see, that even if it would be, it's only sweet talk. afilu liachar matan maot kana hakol. Ovid Rav Nachman uvde gabi resh galuta kishmaitate. And comes along Rav Yehuda with Karl Ashtari. Omar resh galuta, ha, Rav Yehuda Karl Ashtarcha. Omar leinu, so what should I do? Darda kakari. Gavar abakari. Must have because of a time of akari. Igidi ami omar lei, ah, Rav Yehuda, he's a child. Darda kakari. Kuli omar le gabi didi, bedina is nothing but a darda. Adam Rav Nachman, complete 180 degree turn, even b'shat matan ma'od lo kanav lo klum, forget about keneged alone. Eit ve rav lo Rav Nachman, what about the Mishnah? Mi ata noten mikam lo shalosh shanim, areir shali? Areir shalo? According to you? How does that work? Oh, ma'alei, well, I'll tell you what happened. I used to think it's makta kanya. Then I get into a fight with Binyumi. He persuades me it's makta lo kanya. Nu, so good. So, l'minyumi kasha matnitin. Well, or it could be that the way the deal was constructed, the mission was not as an asmachta. Actually, it was kena miachshav, and then he just said, with the condition, he could buy it back. Omar le mar yenuka mar kshisha b'neder of chistel ravashi. The Nardoi, quote Rav Nachman, is saying that an asmachta bizmane is kona. But below Zmani is Lord Kanya. That is it's a ridiculous statement. I mean, if you hold this Bartas Kanya, it's not there anything else. Call me the Bizmani is Kanya below Zmani Lord Kanya. The only sense I can make out of it is like this. That if Ashkeche within the time, meaning before the debt was due, the Amalek Kani, so then he's Kanya because it's a gratuitous statement of Kani. Apparently he decided to give it to him. But Batar Zimne, where it's not gratuitous, it's not the Kni, there doesn't mean anything. My time, I'm Ahmad Kisufu to call my life. But even that wouldn't be true. Valoi, because Afilu Begozim Nanami Lokani, because it is not gratuitous even within the 3 years, because Hai the Karmalai Kni, because Savakimati Zimne Lalaiti Litradam. Omarav, Papa Hayas Machta, Zinin Kani Zimne Lokani, it depends on his behavior. So Ashkei the Kashati Shikra, Kani. Without knowing what's going on, that means something. I mean, maybe over there, Dimalav Kuchi Pachte Kashati, or maybe he's happy because Inishachrina Asmeche Azuze, and just waiting for the bank transfer. Elam Ravina, he copied, but Domi, Vare Kani. Omer Vakmi Difto Ravina, why? Doma Sovak Ekadol Titzel Are. Elam Rav Papa, he copied, but Ara Vare Kani. The Omer of Papa Afagav, the Omer of Abonis Machkel Okani, but it's at least an apotheke to be Migmamine. Omele Ravuna, Breder of Nosson of Papa, why? An apotheke has to be done as Knila Guvaina. Omele Mazuta, Breder of Murray Ravina, and even if he would have said that, why would it have been good? Yoma Knila Migmamine Kani? So it's still an Asmach, and Asmach is Lokanya. So where would Rav Papa hold it was an actual apotheke, even in the context of an asmach? The ma'i, the Omar alei lo yelach apira on elamizum. Who gavet the zomim leyara lechavri ba'achrayut? Omar alei itarfu le minoi magvita le miidi idit idit lecha. Omar alei, well, no, let's not go that far. Miidi idit lo magvina lecha demina lemekim kamoi, but I'll give it to you miidi tacherim the idle. The sof tarfu minet. Ata Batka and Shakala Yidit. Now he's got nothing but Yidit. Sover of Papala Mehmar me Yidit. They said me Yidit to Amaleva Kaima. Amaleva Kavidit for Ravina. No, because Laimalek, Yir Kamalacha, Hana Magvina Lacha. That was where there was Yidit Kaima. But now this Yidit has suddenly become the Yidit after the Batka. Rabba Shrav and Masik Beir of Kanazuzi. Amaleva, don't worry about a thing. Ilo Purana Lakalayon Ploni Gvi Mihai Khamra. Suffer of Papala Mima, Kiamina Svakalo Kanya, and we'll be out. The level is winning Kamra. But Khamra, it's a regular payment. So Kimin is winning Koi. Kizuzi Dummy. Omla, if one brother of Yeshua of Papa, Hakamina Mishmeda Rabba. Call the E, Lo Kani. It's an Esmachta. I don't care what the circumstances are.